Today's shiur is entitled Lessons from the Mishkan and the Moon. Actually, this shiur will be divided in two parts. First, we'll discuss the lesson from the moon, and then we'll get to a separate lesson from the Mishkan. The lesson from the moon begins in Parshas Bo, and we're going to learn together one of the most important, maybe the most important Ramban in the entire Torah. And the Ramban says as follows, V'ata, and now, Omer l'cha klal, I'm going to tell you a rule, B'tam mitzvahs rabbis. This, what I'm going to tell you now, is explanation of many mitzvos. Me'eis heyos avodah zor ba'olam mimei enosh, from the time of Enosh, there started to be in the world avodah zarah, idolatry. Hechelu hedeis lishtabish be'emuna. So people began to have the wrong faith. And there were different kinds of non-believers. Mehem kaifrim be'ikr. There were those people who denied everything. Ve'omrim, and they said, ki olam kadmon. V'yomro lo hu mehem.
That the world was always?
Yes, the world preceded. The world was always here. There was no Hashem who created the world. Kicheshu b'Hashem. They totally denied Hashem. V'yomru loihu. That there's no such thing as Hashem. So those were the worst kinds of non-believers. Mayhem. There were others. Machishim b'yidiyosei. They believed in Hashem, but they didn't believe that Hashem knows b'yidiyosei apratis. Once he created the world, he let it go. He doesn't know what's going on in my personal life. He created the world, and then the world runs by itself. V'amru eicha yeda keil. How does Hashem know? V'yesh deyo be'elyon. Does Hashem have knowledge? In other words, there is Hashem, but he doesn't know what's going on, hashgach apratis, in the world. Mehem, there were others, sheyoidu, they admit, biyidiyah, that Hashem knows what's going on in the world, but machishim bashgocha, they even though Hashem knows what's going on, but he doesn't get involved in the world. So the first group says there's no Hashem at all. The second group says there's Hashem, but he doesn't know what's going on. The third group says there is Hashem. He created the world. He knows what's going on, but he doesn't intervene in the world. He doesn't do hashgach in the world. The yasu adam kidege ayam. They made man like the fish in the sea. Shaloyashgi chakel bohem. That Hashem doesn't take any notice of them. And as a result, there's no reward, there's no punishment. The Amru, and they said, Azav Hashem es ha'aretz. Hashem forsake the world. He forsook the world. He created it, but then he let it go. The kasher yirtza lekim be'edoy biyachid. V'yasi mo'em moifes. When Hashem, in front of a group or an individual, he did a moifes, something unusual. B'shinui minhagei shalaylam, v'tivoy, he changed the regular order of the world. Yizbarer lakol, so everybody knows, bitul adeis ha'elu, that all the things that they thought were wrong. Kulam, ki amoifes hanifla, like he's speaking about the eser makos, like the 10 makos. Moira sheyesh lo'olam elikah. So first of all, this proves that there is a God, Mechatshoi, he created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, a new world, just like he created new things, that the water became blood, and that Makas Bechoros, just like he did any one of the 10 Makos, so he also initially created the world. If he's able to make new things in the world, then he could make the world itself. V'yodeya u'mashgiach. He knows what's going on. He knows the mitzvim are sinning. They're bad. He knows they deserve punishment. U'mashgiach. V'yochol. And he's able. He has the ability. V'kasheyia amayfasahu nigzer tchilim pi navi yisbarach mimenu oid amitis hanavua. In other words, if Moshe Rabbeinu says this makkah is going to happen tomorrow, so and it happens tomorrow, that's another thing that there's an inyan of nevuah. So by making the makkas in Mitzrayim, Hashem, once and for all, he showed he created the world, he knows what's going on, he's mashgiach in the world, he didn't let the world go, he gives reward to those who deserve it, he gives punishment to those who deserve it, and he did it through his Navi Moshe. This shows the inyan, like we say in the 13 Animamins, I believe in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was not Chasham a Navi Sheker, he was a Navi Emes, that he received this from Hashem. When do we know that he's a true Navi? Ki yidaber lekim es ha'adam, Hashem will speak to a person. V'yigala soydei l'avarav ha'neviim, he will reveal his secret to his servants, the Nevi'im. V'tiskayim im zeh ha'Torah kula, and through this, the entire Torah becomes solidified. There's a kiyum to the whole Torah. Ulachain, therefore, Yoimer Akasiv B'Mayfsim, in the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim, it says, after each of the makas, it says, Laman Teda Kani Hashem Bekarav Oretz. You should know, I am Hashem in the middle of the world. Lahoyres Al Ashgacha. This shows you Hashem is Mashgiach in the world. Kiloy Ozav Oysol Mekarim Kedatam. Hashem didn't let the world mikre. It'll happen by chance. No, I am Hashem. I'm involved in the world. The Amar, it says also, Laman Teda Kil Hashem Oretz. Hashem owns the world. Lahoyres Al Achidush Kihem Shaloi Shebora Me'ayin. This is my world. I created it from Yesh Me'ayin. And I could change it if I want. Just like I created it, I can make changes. The Omar, and it also says, Bavur Teda, you should know, Ki Ein Kamayni B'chol Aretz. There's no one else like me in the whole world. Lahoyrois to show Ala Yecholus, that Hashem has the ability. Shehu Shalit Bakoil, that he's the ruler over everything. Ein Ma'akiv B'yari. No one can stop him. Ki B'chol Zeh, all these things that we just mentioned, Hayu Amitzur Machishim, they denied it. Oy Mistapkim, they were suffic, they had doubts. Im Kain, therefore, Ha'oisus Vamoisus Magdoilim, Eidim Nemonim Bemuna Saboyre Ubetoyre Kula. So the Nisim that happened, which don't happen every day, they happened one time in Mitzrayim. But that one time was to establish that Hashem created the world, he knows what's going on, he's Mashgiach in the world, Schar Va'oinish. And Moshe Rabbeinu is his Navi. Oh, now says the Ramban, Ubavur, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yasa Oysu Moifes B'chol Dor, La'ene Kol Roish Oikofer. Hashem is not going to, he's not going to make for Stalin or Hitler, Yimach Shemo, he's not going to make Moifesim to prove himself to every Russia, every non-believer. He did it once in history, but he's not going to do it. But how do you remember what Hashem did in Mitzrayim? Yitzavoy, son of that, that's why he commanded us. We should always make to ourselves a reminder of what our eyes saw. And each generation should give over, I heard from my father, and his father heard from his father, going back till Yitzias Mitzrayim, that our great-great-great-grandparents, they told us that this is what happened in Mitzrayim. This is these are the Nisim that they saw in Mitzrayim. And the Hichmer Ma'oid Binyanzah, Hashem was very strict about this. Kemo, Shechayev Koris, Bachilat Chometz. Ubazivas haPesach. If a person eats chametz on Pesach, which Pesach is, of course, we're going to go through a few mitzvahs, but Pesach is the main mitzvah, Laman Tiskar, that you should remember about Mitzrayim, right? So don't eat chametz, and if Hashem you do, a person gets kares, cut off. Eat the korban Pesach, and if you don't eat the korban Pesach, also kares. Why is Hashem giving such a hard punishment for these things? Because these are all zecher litzias Mitzrayim. V'hitzrich shenichtoiv kol ma shenirei leinu be'emes u'v'oysum oysum al yadeinu v'albein einenu. And that's why a man is mechuyev to wear tefillin between his eyes and on his arm. And what's written in the boxes of the tefillin? It's written the parsha of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there, we should also put these parshas in the mezuzahs on the door. Every morning and at night, we should say Shema Yisrael. And in the Shema Yisrael, at the end of Shema Yisrael, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say the last part, the parsha of tzitzis, because at the end there, when we end up Hashem lekechem emes, so mimash shekosav l'man tiskers yom tzeiskem eretz Yisrael kol yimei chayecha. Right, so it's an inyan midaraisa to say it because you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. When a person says Krishma in that place, he should have in his mind the mitzvah of mentioning every day of our lives Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vishenasa sukkah. You'll see once. Vishenasa sukkah b'chol shana. We do sukkah. He doesn't mention Kiddush. We say in Kiddush. Zecher litzias Mitzrayim on Yontiv, on Shabbos, everything Zecher litzias Mitzrayim. V'chein kol kiyotz be mitzvahs rabbis, many mitzvahs Zecher litzias Mitzrayim. V'akol liyos lano b'chol adoris edus b'moifsim. We shouldn't forget these miracles. And no non-believer should have the chance to deny the faith in Hashem. That's why every Jew is doing all these mitzvahs a whole year round to tell every person, we believe this is what happened. This is the Mesorah we got from down generation to generation. Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Because Hashem is not going to make these miracles every year, but he dependent on this system. Ki hakoneb mezuzah bezuz echad. If a person buys a mezuzah with one zuz, well, today it could cost $25, $30, whatever it is. But when you buy that one mezuzah, v'kavay bepischay, and you put it on your doorpost of your door, v'nischavin binyana, and you think what you're doing, Kvar hoyde bechidush olam. What are you when you put that mezuzah on? If you think, you don't just do it haphazardly, but you think. What are you thinking about? You're thinking that you believe in that Hashem created the world. Ubi yediyas haboyrei, and that Hashem knows what's going on. Vashgachasa, he's mashgiach in the world. V'gam b'nevuah, v'hem in bechol pinas haTorah. You're believing in all parts of the Torah. It's not just you're putting a mezuzah. That mezuzah, when you put it on, you are proclaiming, I believe everything that's written in this mezuzah. And when I say Zechu Litzias Mitzrayim, which written in the mezuzah, I'm saying that I believe in everything that happened to Mitzrayim, which the Ramban explained, is to show that Hashem created the world and knows what's going on. He's Mashgiach. Milvad shahoda shechesed habore godel yoiser miyoid al oiser ritzonei. Hashem has tremendous chesed for those who do his will. Shehoitzionu me oiser avdus lecheres. He took us out from that slavery to freedom. The covet godel, and he gave us great honor. Liskois avasena chveitzim beyurishmoi, to give merit to our forefathers who wanted to fear Hashem. Well, fikach amru, Chazal said, "Havi zoyer b'mitzvah kal v'kivachamura." Be careful in an easy mitzvah like a hard mitzvah. Shekulon chamudos v'chavivos ma'oid, because they're all precious. There's no such thing as a non-important mitzvah. Hashem loves them all. Shebechol shah adam moide bohen lelekav. These are very important words of the Ramban. Now, every minute when you do a mitzvah, it's not just you're doing the mitzvah. That mitzvah means you're proclaiming, I'm lighting Shabbos candles, but I'm saying something else also. I'm saying there's a Shabbos because there's Hashem who created the world and rested on Shabbos. So you're admitting that Hashem is the one who created all of us. V'hi kavona sayitzira, that's the whole reason Hashem created us. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira rishonah. There's no other reason in the first creation of man. Ve'ein le'elyim tachtonim chafetz milvad zeh. This is what Hashem wants from us. She'yeda adam, a person should know, ve'yoyda le'likav, he should admit to his Hashem, Shabora, you, Hashem, commanded me. And now the Ramban says, ve'kavonas roimim esakol betfilas. Why do we daven out loud? And why do we have shuls and bate medrash? Ve'kavonas bate gnesias. V'schus tfilas harabim, the schus of davening in a minyan. Zehu she'yiyye l'bnei odom mokoyim, yiskapzu v'yoydu l'keil shebarav. We should all have a place where we can get together and admit to Hashem, you, Hashem, created us. You gave us the mitzvahs, and that's why we're doing them. V'himtziyam v'yifarsmuzeh, and they should make it public. It's not just, I know it in my house. Let everybody know. We gather together as a group. V'yoymru l'fonav, and we say to Hashem, b'yoysecha anachnu, we are your creations. And then he says one more point. So far we spoke about the revealed miracles. But minanisim agdoilim v'mufursamim, from the great and famous public miracles that happened in Mitzrayim, odam mode benisim anistorim, a person also through that says, I admit that Hashem does for me every day hidden miracles. Shehem Yisoid HaTorah, this is the Yisoid of the old Torah. Shehem L'Odom Chelik B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Achinamin B'chol Devarenu U'mikrenu Shekulim Nisim Ein Bo'em Teva U'min Hogoy Shal Oilom Bein B'Yoch Bein B'Rabim Bein B'Yochid. So he's, in other words, it's not only the 10 Makkas that happened in Mitzrayim, but every thing that happens to me, which in our life, everything looks like teva. It looks like nature. It just happened. I met somebody by accident, and that meeting could change my life. And I think back, well, you know, I just met him by accident. You didn't meet him by accident. Hashem sent you to that person, to meet that person, right? So everything that happens to us, how do we know that it's coming from Hashem? Because the revealed nisim of the makas, they tell us about the hidden miracles that happen every day. This is the famous, one of, probably the most famous Ramban in his Pirush on the Torah. So I was in Lakewood. This is in right at the end of the last Ramban in Parshas Bo. So I was in Lakewood, and I was at a Malava Malka, a local shul there. Rav Matasio Salman Shalita spoke. And he said a very nice pshat, and he said a story that I would like to share with you. We know that the first mitzvah that the Torah tells us is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron, Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lamor, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadoshim. Nisan is going to be the first month, and there's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of proclaiming the new month. This is Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph and Beis. So Rav Matzio had a very simple question. The Bnei Yisrael didn't leave Mitzrayim yet. So why does the Pasuk have to tell us, Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe al Aaron, where? Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lamor. Of course, they didn't leave Mitzrayim yet. Of course this was said in Eretz Mitzrayim. So he answered as follows, based on the Ramban we just said. The Nisim HaGluyim tell us about Teva. Teva is also a Nes. We're just used. Teva, the sun comes up every day, is the biggest miracle in the world, but we're used to it. Every day the sun, at night the Levana, the moon, it's all natural, because that's how Hashem made it, and we're used to it. But everything is a Nes. So he said like this, the biggest Teva in the world is the moon. What does that mean? People can tell you when, in shul, by every Birchas HaChodesh, the Gabbai yells out when the moilet is. That means when in Yerushalayim the new moon came on the horizon. What moment? The exact split, not to the minute, but to the millisecond. Chalokim, it goes into fractions of a second. So I could tell you in 1,000 years when on Rosh Chodesh Nissan in the year, the world's going to, the longest it can go is 6,000 years. But I could tell you in the year 5,999, I could tell you exactly when Rosh Chodesh Nissan is. And if you would live till 5,999, that moment that I told you a few hundred years ago, exactly that's when the Levana is going to come up. So it's so teva, it's so natural that, and you could predict it exactly. It's not a prediction; it's a fact. This is when it's going to happen. So the pasuk is saying, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron, be'eretz Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, which saw the greatest miracles, which the Ramban said these miracles was a one-time demonstration." That Hashem is the master of the world, created it, and is manhig the world, rules and interjects in the world. That same Hashem is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. In Teva, from the Nisim Agluyim, from the revealed miracles of Hashem, we also learn about what we call Teva, that Teva is also a Nes. It just looks like Teva. It's covered up. But every second of our lives, what's going on in the world and in our personal lives, it's all teva. He said over a story concerning the Levana. There was a Holocaust survivor who had been a friend of Reb Chaim Shmulevich. He went through the death camps. He went through the concentration camps. And we know many people who survived, they went off the derech. There were few who... There's some the opposite. They became even more religious. But Reb Chaim met him after the war, and he saw that he Baruch Hashem, he was a maimon just like he was before. He was a terrific person. He asked him, "How did you survive the war?" So the man answered that the Germans, Yimach Shemam, they took away any opportunity for us to do mitzvahs. Even to daven, we couldn't daven. The smell that was there, you weren't allowed to daven. So there was we couldn't do the mitzvahs. But I was with a group of two other people. We three, we said, you know, there's one thing that they cannot take away from us. And what is that? The moon. The moon they can't take away from us. It's there. So when they would go on, they would go on a work march, where if you couldn't do the work and you had no strength and you fell on the way, you were killed. But as they went they went in the morning and they came back at night. They saw the Levana and they were able to figure out exactly when the new moon was. And when they after Mekadosh the Levana, so when they would say that tefillah by Kiddush Levana, there's a tefillah that Levana Omar Shetischadesh Ateres Teferes Lamusei Boten Sheheim Asidim Leschadesh Kemoisa Ulefar Liyotram Ashreim Kvoid Malchusoi. In other words, the tefillah there is saying that just like the moon, it waxes and wanes. We know that the moon gets smaller and smaller until it disappears, and then it starts getting bigger and bigger. Until the 15th of the month, you have a full moon. So they, holding hands with each other, they would mumble these words of this tefillah when they did Kiddush Levana. And this gave them strength to survive the war.
Kiddush Levana is
When it's little becoming big. In the first half of the month, once it becomes the full moon, the 15th, you can't do Kiddush Levana anymore. You only do it as it's rising. So Ramat Yisrael said the Levana gave them this strength. The Levana starts out a speck of light. Every day till the 15th day, it gets bigger and bigger. At the 15th, it's the full moon. The message is, even though the Levana represents Klal Yisrael, even though we're knocked down and we go down, 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 but we're going to come back up. That's why we sang here in the tefillah, Asidim l'schadesh kamoisa. So these Jews were holding hands together. They said, right now we're down, down, down. But like the moon, we're going to go up, up, up. This kept them, this idea kept them alive the whole war. And so Rav Matisyo said that he believes that part of it was that they were holding hands together. They had the achdus of the three together. If it would have been one person alone, perhaps he couldn't have the strength. But the three, each one gave chizuk to the other, and they incorporated this lesson. I wanted to suggest, the last time I gave shir, we spoke about how the Torah has to be alive for a person. So I believe that when they said this tefillah, it wasn't like, unfortunately, we say it. We say it, we say it quickly, and we don't have kavana what we're saying. They made it alive. To them, it was a live lesson. In the depths of the death and destruction and depravity in the concentration camps, they were able to make this tefillah become alive for them. That yes, just like the moon becomes back to its full glory, we, whatever we're suffering now, we're at the bottom. There's no more bottom than we're up to, but we can rise. And they made the tefillah so alive that this kept them going through the war. This is the lesson from the moon. The lesson I'd like to share with you from the Mishkan, we know we have four parshiyos that were now, we did Truma Tetzaveh, we're going to do Vayakel Pekudei, all of them have to do with the Mishkan. So I'd like to share with you from a sefer I just spotted, this is Rav Galinsky. Rav Yaakov Galinsky was just nifter a few weeks ago, and he wrote, on Chumash, he wrote five volumes for the five Chumashim, and then he also has on the Seder, he has 10 Svarim and all that they put out there. It's called Vigarito, and it's beautiful. He was a Magid, like Rav Shalom Shvadron. So I just read, Rav Pesach Kron was asked, what was the difference between Rav Yaakov Galinsky's Zitzal and Rav Shalom Shvadron's Zitzal? So he said Rav Galinsky was from Nevardik Yeshiva. Nevardik Yeshiva believed in knocking down a person. For example, they would go into a library and they would say, is this the place where I can buy, I'd like to buy some nails? So the librarian said, what, are you crazy? This is a place you get books. You don't get nails here. Or they would go into the hardware store and they say, oh, can I get some eggs? And they would say, what, are you crazy? This is a place to sell nails. We don't sell eggs. Go to the grocery store. This was their type of muster to knock a person down, that he shouldn't have gaiva, he shouldn't have haughtiness. So his muster, even what I'm going to say today, it's like it's a knocking muster. Rav Shalom Shvadron said that 90% of people today can't take that. Maybe it's 10%. Rav Pesach Kron says today it's probably 95-5. Rav Shadron gave a marshal once that there were two children in the family who were sick. One was a young child and one was an older child. So the father wanted both to take medicine. The doctor says they both have to take this medicine, otherwise it could be very dangerous if they don't take the medicine. So to the young child, he started making a joke, he started tickling him, he should laugh, and when his mouth was open, he put in the medicine and he swallowed it. To the older child, he says, you know, the doctor says it's important for you to take this medicine, here's the medicine, please. So the older son said, how come the younger child, you made him laugh, and then you gave me, just tell me to take. He says, the younger child can't understand why it's important. So I have to make him laugh, and then I put in the medicine. But you're mature, you understand. It's a serious situation. If you don't take the medicine, it could be very dangerous. I could speak to you and explain it to you, and you will take it. He said, in generations in the past, they were able to take mussar. Mussar is the learning of how to improve your character. And it's sometimes very painful. You have to look at yourself and analyze yourself and say what you're doing wrong and how you can improve yourself. So in the olden times, you explained it, they understood it. Today, if I don't make them laugh, I won't be able to get the medicine in. So Rav Shadron, even though Rav Galinsky made jokes also, but Rav Shadron was a very more, he didn't knock you as much as Rav Galinsky. But be that as it may be, let us listen to what it says, a beautiful thought here on the Mishkan, which we're learning in these parshias. So the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Truma, it says, "Va'asuli migdash v'shachanti b'soicham." Make a migdash, and I'll dwell amongst you. So it's famous. The Alshich says this. It doesn't say v'shachanti b'soichoi. I'll dwell in the Mishkan. It says b'soicham, in them. Every Jew is supposed to be like a Mishkan. That every Jew is supposed to be a chariot for the Shekhinah. As Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Heichel Hashem Hema. They are the Heichel of Hashem. They are like the Mishkan of Hashem. Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Truma, Kechoil Asher Ani Mara Ischa, Es Tavnis HaMishkan, Ves Tavnis Kol Kelov, V'chein Tasu. I'm going to show you the Mishkan. I'm going to show you all the vessels in the Mishkan. And so you shall do. Chazal say, so you shall do l'doyrois, future generations. So the simple understanding is that let's say a vessel gets broken, you have to fix it in future generations. You have to make it exactly the same as we made it now. Shloim HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash has to make the keli the same as they had it in the Mishkan. But the Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that it means v'chein tasu l'doyrois, you should make yourself. Since you are a Mishkan, so you have to, just like you have Kedusha in the Mishkan, in the Kalim of the Mishkan. V'chein tasu l'doyrois means when you are working on yourselves, you have to make yourself like a Mishkan. And therefore he says, when the Mishkan, that or the Beis HaMikdash that we have, If the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash inside of us is corrupt, is broken, then we won't be able to have the Beis HaMikdash lasting the external one. And he goes a little deeper with this thought. He says, we are in a way worse than Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, what they did couldn't affect upstairs. What affected, just like there's a Beis HaMikdash down here, there's a Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. What affected the down, it works like a triangle. In other words, if our Mishkan is not good, that affects the Beis HaMikdash upstairs. If the Beis HaMikdash upstairs is no good, then that affects the Beis HaMikdash down here. That's what it says. The Gemara says that when the Beis HaMikdash was burning, a bas kol came out and said, Kemach tochen tochanto. It said to Titus, don't think you did a big thing. You found flour, which was ground up, and you ground it. You didn't accomplish anything. It was already ground. You burnt something which was already burnt. In other words, because once the Jews' Avera destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in themselves, that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Lamala. Once the Beis HaMikdash Lamala was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash Lamato, it was like plastic, like cardboard. It just disintegrated. He also said that the heart of a person is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Gemara says that if a person doesn't know the direction, you're supposed to daven towards the Mikdash. Let's say you don't know where it is. Yechaven liboy keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. You should have your heart opposite the kodesh hakadoshim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, why? Because your heart, since you inside is a beis hamikdash, so your heart is the kodesh hakadoshim. And that's why you should be mechaven your heart towards the kodesh hakadoshim. So he says, the Gemara tells us that Titus of Russia brought in a zona into the Beis HaMikdash and did a terrible act with the zona in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to show his utter disdain for the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. He says when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has a bad thought, then he is like bringing Titus into his heart. He's doing in his heart, if he has anger, if he has desires for things he's not supposed to have. So he's like bringing, just like Titus brought it in the real Beis HaMikdash, he is corrupting his inside heart, which is, we said, Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he is like contaminating the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash that's within himself. And he ends off with a story. When they were running away from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in the Second World War, so they went through many small towns in there. I think he came to Siberia. He was during the war in Siberia, Rav Galinsky. So as they were running away, they would come to a city and they would come into the shul of the city and they would start learning. So the townspeople looked at these yeshiva bachurim, how they're learning with asmada. And then every yeshiva, and as they tried to make the where they were learning as if they were still in the yeshiva. So there's a certain time every day, usually before Maariv. Maariv's at 10 o'clock, quarter to 10, is called Limud HaMusser. They learn Musser, Misalos Yesharim, Orchis Chaim, other Svarim. So they and during the Musser, they learned what's called Musser Bespilus. They learned, they didn't just read the words, but they were crying, they were groaning, it was like fire what was happening while they're trying to improve themselves, while they're saying out loud the words of the Misalos Yesharim, etc. So the people didn't, they thought something happened. What happened? They're like, everybody was going like ballistic. What's going on? So somebody said, he said, Hey Mis Ablim al Hachorban. They asked, Vos Kloginze, what are they so upset about? So they one smart man said, Hey Mis Ablim al Hachorban, they're mourning over the Churban. Ah, okay. Listen, they're mourning over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. But another one said, Ze Klogin of Egin the Churban. They're mourning over their own Churban. So the people understood that also. They thought, you know, they don't know where their parents are. They don't know if they'll ever see their hometown again. They don't know if they'll wind up with the Nazis, with the communists, Yimach Shemam on both of them. So they vain enough to egg in a churban. And then somebody said, no. They didn't understand, said Reb Galinsky, that the egg in a churban meant their own churban inside of their own Beis HaMikdash. The Kotzker Rebbe said, it says in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Yori Shemayim should be Meitzar V'doyeg al churban Beis HaMikdash. Every day we have to mourn over the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kotzker Rebbe asked, and if you're not a Yori Shemayim, you don't have to mourn. The Shulchan Aruch was only for every Jew, even if you're not a Yor Shemayim, you have to mourn. Why does it say every Yor Shemayim should mourn? What about a Jew who's not a Yor Shemayim? The Kotzker Rebbe said, if you're not a Yor Shemayim, you should mourn first over the Egin, the Churban, your own Churban of your Beis HaMikdash inside. That's it. If you're a Yor Shemayim, you're okay, then mourn about the Beis HaMikdash. If you're not a Yor Shemayim, mourn over the egg and the churban. So these people in the city couldn't understand that when the yeshiva bachurim were mourning over the egg and the churban, it didn't mean about their parents or their homes, etc. It meant their mishkan in them. So all of us, we have to, that's the muster of Galinsky gave us, we have to mourn over our own churban and try to make our third base of Migdash in our hearts.
Awesome.